The devotional for today was written by the Reverend Dr. Leanna Fuller. Today's reading begins with a warning. Be careful what you wish for. In the first three verses of this passage, Amos strongly cautions the Israelites, who are longing for the day of the Lord, because they are making assumptions about what that day will bring. Most scholars agree that the Day of the Lord was traditionally a time for the people to remember God's past mighty acts and to look toward God's intervention on their behalf in the future. But instead of a day of deliverance, Amos describes the Day of the Lord as a day of judgment. It's as if the people of Israel have assumed that because God was faithful to them in the past, their choices in the present have no bearing on that relationship. They have assumed that they could offer empty worship and still expect God to be pleased with them. Instead, God closes God's eyes and ears to the people's praises and powerfully points to justice and righteousness as the true goals of religious devotion. I wonder what kinds of assumptions we make today about the relationship between God's faithfulness and our choices. Do we assume that because we are good Christians who seek to honor God, our opinions are naturally correct? Do we assume that because God has been true to us in the past, it doesn't matter what decisions we make now? Even when our decisions lead us to ignore demands for justice from those experiencing poverty or oppression. Today's text suggests that when we make such assumptions, we are bound to be bitterly disappointed. Instead, we are called to examine the way we live our lives, both individually and communally, and do all we can to pursue faithfulness and justice on behalf of the world that God so loves. Let us pray. Gracious God, in this season of anticipation, remind us that we await the birth of one who offered care and compassion to all people. Help us to show our faithfulness to you in ways that embody the justice and righteousness that you desire for this world you have lovingly created. In Jesus' name, amen.